music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now how are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Hey, we're back, folks, and just the beginning of this hour. I have just a few minutes more with Joan Mellon, and I want to take a call from Bruce in Texas right now. Hello, Bruce. Come on up.
Yes, hello, Rick. Hello, Joan.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi. I'm a former veteran. I come from a military family, actually. And what Rick was talking about earlier about blind loyalty and idealism, I was sucked into all that. In recent years, I've opened up my eyes. It's been a struggle speaking with my male relatives about these issues, but I'm making some headway. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for looking into what the history that has been ignored or brushed under the rug by these mainstream media and the government.
I appreciate that, and I've spoken to military groups, veterans groups, and they're very interested. They have almost, you'd be amazed to have how open the minds are and how they've seen what they've seen, and they want to know the truth about the liberty because it's sort of symbolic of many things that happen to people once they get sucked up, as you say, into this military, these forays, which are not for the, on the for the benefit of the people here. And I also want to thank, while I have a chance, Rick, for putting me on the program and giving me the opportunity to express these views, which are not popular views, but which nonetheless are true. And it takes a long time to uncover these truths and to find out what's really there. And it's very important to have debate and to have people know about it. And so I'm very grateful for the opportunity to talk.
Sure. Anytime. Okay. Does that end your call, Bruce? Did you have anything else to say?
I like to pitch this to her, and you asked to stay on the liberty. It's a very close topic, I believe, concerning as Johnson. Of course, he's a part of the Texas political establishment.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to celebrate San Jacinto Day in San Antonio. It's a huge Masonic-run deal in Texas that celebrates the victory over Santa Ana by Sam Houston. I'm starting to wonder if, see, Sam Houston was sent to Texas by Andrew Jackson to deliver Texas to the United States, while everybody else that was in Texas ran in the United States and was not really interested in his plans that he really didn't speak about. I'm wondering, do you think that the defenders of the Alamo was actually, they were set up to die, maybe, to get...
It seems like it, doesn't it? It really seems like it. I happen to be, maybe I'm wrong, I happen to be a fan of Sam Houston. Because at the time of the Civil War, you know, he was governor of Texas at that time, and he refused to sign the Articles of Confederation, and was thrown out of the house. The governor's mansion, and with his wife, and had many children, and they were just sort of thrown out of Texas. And I kind of feel like he stood for his principles, and he was also a great supporter of the Cherokee. And so I don't know, got mixed up with that Santa Ana stuff, and San Jacinto, right? San Jacinto, Battle of, the great event in Texas history, but it doesn't tell the whole story.
No, I believe both of them were helping Maces. But I'll let you go if you want to go.
Thank you. All right. You stayed pretty much on topic in a way. Thank you, Bruce. We have Fred now in Iowa. Quickly. Hello, Fred. You're up on the program.
Yeah, quickly. Joan Mellon, you are a American hero.
Thank
Rick
you.
Adams, this is one of the most important shows you've ever put on. Maybe the men of the United States will get some testicle and half gut out of fear and groupthink and following like monkeys. Watch this false patriotism to go over and kill women and children with our foreign policy. Thank you very much, Joan. God bless you. Goodbye.
God bless you, Fred, too. And I just want to say, at the front of my book, which is called Blood in the Water, I have a quotation from Mark Twain, who wrote Huckleberry Finn. And Mark Twain says, you can find physical courage, not to, you know, pretty often, but to find moral courage, that's much harder. And,
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, you know what? I'll take two more quick calls, and that's it for now.
Don't worry, I have time. Don't
okay.
That's fine.
Okay, well, no, I'm just looking at it from my clock, but that's okay. We'll take these two. We have Mark in Philly first. Hello, Mark.
Hello, hello.
Yes, you're heard. You're heard now.
Thank you, Rick, and thank you, Miss Mellon. I'm currently living in Philadelphia. I'm originally from the Midwest, but anyway, I am a Navy veteran, and I come from a long line of military veterans, my family, going all the way back to the Civil War, where my father, my great-great-grandfather was in the was in Andersonville and survived 11 months in Andersonville prison. So anyway, on this subject, and I wanted to bring this to your attention too, Rick, you see the USS Liberty was named the USS Liberty, but it also happened to be a Liberty ship that was left over from World War II.
I know.
And here's the thing about the Liberty ship. The design, they were made really fast. The fastest one, I found out, was made in 3 days. They could build a complete ship in 3 days. That's how productive we were back, you know, in the name of war. Imagine if we put that same productivity in the name of peace, what we could accomplish.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a miracle. To me, it's a miracle that the ship did not sink, and it is our miracle to reveal the scoundrels, the evil people behind it, including our government, especially our government, and now, Ms. Mellon, you bring it to our attention that it was pre-planned. I did not know that it was pre-planned.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the main points.
I just thought it was an opportunity that they latched on to. You know?
No, it was well planned. It had to be, because one of the ways we know that is that when the rockets and the Israeli planes started firing on the ship, they aimed particularly at the antennae that were on the deck, and aimed at the structure of it to knock out all those antennae, to cut off communication.
Right.
So they knew
exactly
what they were doing. And I have to tell you that my mentor in this was the chief intelligence officer of the USS Liberty, whose name was Dave Lewis. And he wanted me to write this book so much that he spent 4 years with me, not all, but talking to me, answering any question. And at the end of it, he'll tell you now, he's in Colebrook, New Hampshire, and he'll tell you now that he taught me how to speak Navy. And he read the book after it was written so that anything I needed for the engineering that to get corrected, he helped me with. So I knew all about how the antennae worked and how everything worked on the cryptology. He was a cryptologist, and he taught me a lot of things, including that the United States was not spying on Israel, that if they received any cables or communications from Israel, they ignored it. There were no Hebrew translators on the ship, and they were just looking for information from Soviet Union and Egypt. It was all about Egypt.
And by the way,
anyway,
one of the very first respondents, I believe, was the Soviet Navy that was going to come to the rescue of the Liberty.
And the Liberty refused. The Navy, the night after the attack, when they were listing and they were about to sink, and a Soviet ship appeared on the horizon and said, "Do you need any help?" And the captain, who I think was a traitor, and many think, said, "No, we don't need anything from you." And the Soviet said, "Well, we'll hang around just overnight in case you need us." And at dawn they were gone. The Soviets were gone. But the Soviets.
This was during the so-called Cold War. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. The things that we're taught, that Cold War is a figment of CIA's imagination, in my view.
Well, all of these wars, all of these wars in the 20th century are bankster-gangster war. That's what they're all about. But go ahead. One more point you can make, Mark, and then we have
Here's another thing, because I was in the Navy and I worked in avionics. Okay, so the thing that maybe hasn't been addressed here is that our allies have transponders. We each have each other's code, and so there's this whole thing about mistaken identity is total horse crap because it's good guy bad guy. So if we're their ally, which we're supposed to be their, you know, their number one ally is us, because we sponsored them to become a country, right? It wasn't a trick.
Right, and they had all our codes. So they
have all our codes.
So
how could that fly with anybody in the military? Because they had to know that, you know, that they were attacking us, and they knew exactly what they were up to. And it's just ridiculous. So
and I think one of the interesting things that we sort of alluded to earlier was that Richard Helms admitted that later when he went on. He was in that movie, as Rick mentioned, Dead in the Water. Well, I can't tell you how unusual that was. And Helms was a friend of a CIA asset who's a figure in my book called Dick Thompson, who paid for that film. And as a favor to Dick Thompson, Helms appears, a very old man, and he to reiterate that there was no way that this could have been an accident.
Thank you, Rick, and thank you, Miss Mellon, for bringing it forward and clarifying it better. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, let's take one more call for Joan, and that is Sherry from Kansas, I believe. Hello, Sherry. Come on up.
Hello, Rick. Hello, Joan.
Hi.
Joan, I've read Erasing the Liberty and Phil Nelson's book. I think it was Remember the Liberty. And in that one, he says this attack, or Israel wasn't supposed to strike until June 15th. And I was wondering if you knew why they... Is that what you found, and if why they?
Well, that's sort of blurred, and I don't believe those two books are not very good in my personal opinion, if you don't mind my saying so. But there was an operation called Frontlet 15, June 15. But they were very determined. Meir Amid of the CIA of the Mossad was very determined to get the Six-Day War started, and so they ignored all of that. They got started earlier, but I don't think it's really significant. Yeah, when you look at my book, you'll see that it's very different from those other books, and that they're just really off the top of their heads, whereas I think I supported everything with research. So I mean,
I think Erasing the Liberty was just, you know, what the guys knew at the time and what they had found out.
Right, and they didn't really know. And that's not surprising.
Right.
If you're on the ship and these things are happening all around, you have no idea how it started, whose idea it was, how it came to be, why, what was the purpose of the attack, and so forth. And so, that's understandable. These are sort of memoirs of remembering what happened, you know, all those years ago. But anyway,
also,
I dare to read my book.
Sure. I also think that when it comes to this type of thing, no one book or treatise has all of the facts, because we don't have all of the facts about everything or anything for that matter, but we do look at everything and never be afraid to do research, never be afraid to continue in your pursuit of the truth, regardless of who it may have been and regardless of, you know, who it may encounter. I mean, if you believe in freedom, as the previous caller said, you know, from Texas, he said, our servicemen, you would think, would swallow their pride, forget their pensions and everything. Are there not more important things in this world than just a bag of money and, you know, retiring with some money, when you know, that the gig is almost up, you know, and the economic situation worldwide is not good, okay? But when you know that, how can you just put it all aside and say, well, you know what, let somebody else take care of it? No, I think it's your personal duty. That's why I'm here, to be a facilitator of these interviews, be able to let the listener decide, you see?
Absolutely. You know, Rick, one of the Navy people that were on the Liberty said just that to me, as you've said. He said that he started to talk to me, and he was a CIA plant on the ship. His name was Dave McFagan, and they suddenly said he's afraid of losing his pension, and he stopped talking, just completely shut down. So it just shows that people are afraid. People are afraid, vulnerable. They're afraid of being vulnerable, and this is so many years later. They're not going to take away his pension, but who knows? Maybe they would. I don't know.
Well, you know, we've got, that's true. And we've got people come out of the service, go into what we call law enforcement today. And then we find out, you know, this one's a child molester, that one's molested children, this one. And we are being told, trust them. Trust the, everybody in law enforcement. You know, just give your guns over to them. Let them take care of you. And I'm sorry, but I'm not willing to go that way, you know. And we know the history of tyranny and confiscation of weapons and so forth. Let's face it, this was an unarmed ship, essentially. So they had some low-level defense, you know, the 50-millimeter caliber machine guns.
Well,
that was
nothing guns,
against the Israeli Air Force, you see?
Four machine guns, not compared to rockets and napalm and they were essentially unarmed.
Right,
and when the
right.
helicopter came at the end with commandos, you know, standing by these guns, and all the people on the Liberty had were handguns, and then they couldn't get the locker open, so they couldn't even get that. And it was just a miracle that the Israelis ceased fire, because they realized that the jig was up, and they were discovered.
All right. Joan Mellon, thank you for coming here on the program.
Can I ask her a question?
Sure you may.
Rick?
Yes? Well, did we lose her? I think she got cut off. I'm not sure.
Not by us, right?
Oh, no, no. Well, I know there'll be no outside interference with this. But yes, go ahead. What did
Kansas?
You want to ask? You want... Yes? You accidentally dropped Sherry. How dare you? Dare you? A lot of oops here, Mike. Okay. Well, anyhow, go ahead. You can just say what you wanted to say in conclusion here today, Joan Mellon.
Well, I just want to again, by the way, Sherry, if you're listening to this still, you can just email me at joanmellon@aol.com. Now, I just want to thank you again, Rick, for a wonderful program. You have terrific listeners and callers, and it was I enjoyed it very much.
Well, thank you. Likewise, and I just hope that you will not be discouraged in anything that you've done, and all of your books are up on pretty much up online. I think they're still available. And,
yes.
You know, as I said, we'll talk more in the future about the CIA role, and we got to talk about George Herbert Walker Bush and all of those characters involved here, John McCain, his father. But you know what? I think we've stimulated enough interest so people can buy that book if they'd like to, or they can acquire it, I believe, through I guess you could get it online. Do you have it in a PDF form? People can get, or do they have
no,
to buy it?
No, you can buy it on, or you can get the Kindle, or you can buy it on Amazon.
Yeah,
it's not Amazon.com.
Yes, yes. Thank you again, Joan, and
I'm sure
have you back. Okay.
Thank you.
Take care
bye
now. Bye-bye. All right. Excellent program, and we have any other feedback? Fine. I did want to branch off into some other areas of interest that sort of relate, you know, to all of what's happening in the world today. And I found an interesting one that I often wondered about. Alex Jones, and, you know, just how much of a gatekeeper he is of truth and wisdom and an oracle of this whole alternative media thing. And as you know, he's managed to prove himself to be a massive contradiction over and over and over again. And there's something that came up because I know that he has been saying lately, apparently something to the effect that he supports a U.S.-led invasion of Venezuela. And that is what I'm talking about when I talk about the phonies and those who say that they want to defend America and put America first, including Donald Trump and all those like Mike Pence, who are working to destabilize, to destroy the existing governments of other countries. Folks, we'll be right back, and I think we have another call. We'll take it, and we'll continue with Rick Adams Uncensored.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
All right, I'm back, folks. Just took a little break here. This interview has been pretty heavy and pretty deep, pretty exhaustive in one way. Not that I'm unfamiliar with anything we talked about with this author, but it's just that when you deal with something as heavy as this, and you know that this government in Washington, regardless of who is the front man or woman, is totally corrupt, totally evil, totally bile-filled, and I'm not discounting the good ones, obviously. There are people who have been in the Foreign Service. There are people who are in the FBI, believe it or not, even possibly in the CIA today, who may be moles for this side, who may be actually put there by God in these positions. We don't know. We really can't be the ultimate judge. Only he sees all. So I would say that you can never discount the hand of the Father in all of this, you know. It's amusing because, as Mellon said, you know, the Liberty was meant to be sunk. And Lyndon Johnson wanted it sunk. No question about it. Because he sunk so low, so depraved, so vile a man, that he had absolutely no concern for anybody's life except his own, and his ladybird wife and his little pets. I mean, let's face it. How can you sink so low? But Roosevelt did the same thing. Wilson did the same thing. Truman did the same thing. Of course, Eisenhower did the very same thing himself. You know, from administration to administration, there has always been the invisible hand of these culprits. And that hand, of course, is just overbearing, and yet it is unbeknownst to the average Joe, because people are so ignorant, especially the old-timers now who were brainwashed many years ago. They're so ignorant of real history. They unfortunately cannot help but exhibit that ignorance whenever the subject of war comes up, whenever the subject of CIA comes up. It's us versus the bad guys. You know, it's us, the good red, white, and blue flag wavers versus the enemy. Well, problem is, we've got so many enemies that really and truly were our friends or wanted to be our friends. And yet, the United States was given over to making them our enemies. And I always tell people, I just said it to some people today. I said, you know what? I'm a non-consensus type of person. When somebody's going, well, let's put it this way, not somebody, but when the government and the media and the crowds are doing one thing, I'm doing the opposite. Everybody's out for war, I'm out for peace. And everybody's out for peace, and I'm out for war. That's the way it should be. Try to be like Patrick Henry and Paul Revere, sounding the alarm. But you don't want to be what? A conformist. Never conform to all of the mainstream. Jesus himself, and I don't want to put it in humanistic terms. However, I will say that if you want to look at it in that perspective, he was the ultimate in anti-conformity. He was the ultimate. He rubbed people the wrong way. He rubbed the religious rulers of that time who had sneaked in to the temple. He sneaked into more than the temple. They sneaked in to the Levitical priesthood so they could say they were of Judah, and they were not, and they are not of Judah. So they could take over. And then fulfill prophecy, the prophecy that they would be the ones through the seed line of Cain who would come into Israel, and they would be responsible for murdering Jesus. You see? Isn't that amazing? What are they doing right now? What are they doing today with Netanyahu and the Adelson gang in Israel? Does it matter whether there's Bibi or whether there's Levy or whether there's Gans or any of the others? Livni? You know, the so-called blue and white versus the so-called Laborites or Likud. Tweedledee, Tweedledum in the upcoming election, you see? It doesn't really matter. But as I was saying, the story about Alex Jones, and I'll get to your call in a moment, but the story about Alex Jones is an amusing one because, as we know, Alex Jones has always been a muckraker. And I hearken back to the time that he tried to get me to leave RBN so then he could get me placed elsewhere in order to take me down and take RBN down. That was the goal, I know. But if you study Alex Jones and his features and so forth, I think you will see that he is a wolf in sheep's clothing. So now we've been reading and listening to Alex Jones calling for Trump to invade Venezuela. At least that's the word on the street. And it doesn't surprise me, because Alex Jones takes a situation, a dialectic, then he reacts to it in such a way as to actually fulfill the dialectic in the end. You see, very, very clever and cunning. And that is something you are discerning by listening to these programs here on RBN. I will be right back with your call, Michael and others, Rick Adams Uncensored, here on RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
And we're back, folks. Want to go to a call first, and then we'll get right back to this clip of Mr. Jones. All right, we have Michael in New York. Hello, Michael is on next with me. Greetings and salutations, Michael. Hello, Michael from New York, are you there?
Greetings, Rick, and God bless you, sir. You know, as far as Alex Jones, if that's his attitude about that, then he ought to take his son and lead the way. Go get him, Alex. Go march into Venezuela. Go get him, Alex.
That's right. Take the trumpet with
him. All these people that want to send us into wars, go ahead, lead the way. Get the uniform. Go do it. Show us how it's done. Otherwise, shut the heck up. I can't stand these kind of cowards that want to send other people into wars but not themselves or their own flesh and blood. Curse them forever. Regarding the good Lord upsetting the apple cart there in old Jerusalem back in the days of Palestinian and Roman occupation, the reason why they all hated Jesus so much, the rabbis, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, of course, is because Jesus himself was the total embodiment of the truth. And they live a total lie, so naturally, when they're confronted with the total embodiment of the truth on a daily basis, well, they're going to hate that source of total truth. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of the good Lord. He is the fountain of all wisdom and all truth, and anybody that gets close to him will only benefit. and prosper.
Amen.
As he said, I am come that ye may have life more abundantly. Rick, I don't know if you covered this because I was tuning in late, but regarding the recent betrayal by Trump serving the Israelis over there and giving them the stolen land from Syria called the Golan Heights, are you aware that True News had covered recently that the main, the bottom line to that is oil, oil reserves, and a Rothschild control?
Oh, yeah, that's been foregone, many, many years of foregone conclusion. We talked about that even over a decade ago, as well as, by the way, when we speak about Gaza, the oil and gas reserves and so forth, you know, that Syria is another, as you say. And no, it's been obvious that you've got the Rothschilds and you've got the Cheneys and you've got the Bushes and you've got the Trumps all in one way or another trying to steal whatever it is they can steal from the land. No question.
Okay, great. And Kushner's involved in that, his family. And, of course, this is all designed to make Israel great again.
Of course, not greater Israel.
And laugh. Yes. That's right. And let them become the superpower. And last, regarding oil, one of the things among all the other betrayals Trump has done to us, when he's citing in others how, you know, we're exporting more oil than ever since Trump's been president, and it's like, what the hell are we exporting it for? It's our oil. Why aren't you giving it to the American people so we're not paying $3-4 a gallon of crap gas, 87 octane crap? Why don't you give it to us so everybody can get it for a dollar like it should be and help us with the economy in that real aspect? If you want to help the economy, President Trump and all you supposed conservatives, then quit exporting our oil and give it to us and quit importing other people's oil. Look, see how it's always insane and they're all constantly nothing but contradictions and hypocrites.
Absolutely so, my friend. And they have to pay a price on the day of accountability. Believe me, they will. They will, no question. Okay,
what
Michael,
around,
thank you very
around.
Much.
Thank you, Rick.
For your call.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. As we speak, ladies and gentlemen, Trump, of course, is addressing the Republican Jewish Coalition. Republican Jewish Coalition that you know. Art, who can't be with us today, he's tied up, but he has spoken about so many times, and we talk about here quite often on the program as well. You can go to his website, Art from Philly, at noplaceforcorruption.com. One word, no place for corruption. So he's, you know, he's bantering on Fox News, and obviously his loyalty does not belong to the United States, does not belong to America. It's not making America great again. It's making America wicked again. And so we have the Gallup Knight Foundation survey that found among Americans who could name any objective news source that Fox News is now the top cited outlet. Can you believe it? Fox News, Rupert Murdoch's family, another Italian family. I know you find that hard to believe. So, yeah, if it wasn't so tragic, it would be humorous. We have all the other so-called networks on the one side of the coin and Fox is on the other. But guess what? It's still the same counterfeit coin. And this is why all you hear from all these other so-called alt-right and alternative media people, for the most part, should be suspect. Not all, but many of them should be. I don't pride myself on anything because I really don't care. To be honest with you, my only concern now is to serve him up above and not the country, not the politicians, not the banksters, not all the so-called alt-right soothsayers who are trying to sell their books and videos and everything. That's not what I'm about. Believe you me, I could be doing much more than I'm doing now, but I think I'm doing enough. I think for those who want the truth and who are not mesmerized, to quote Representative Omar, and she's right, by the Kenites, the sons of Cain, and their diabolical machinations, folks, you will get the truth. God will draw in people to us and this program and other programs who are looking for the truth and seeking it. Because really, truthfully, we could be on major networks on our own if we had $1 billion. But it doesn't really matter because you'll be preaching to no one but those that are meant to understand. God is not speaking to the world. He's not trying to raise up an army now. He's raising up a, shall we say, a group of people, the elect and a few others, the add-ons, and he's going to bring forth the seed of Jacob in 144,000, and of that, 7,000 who will not bow the knee, and they alone can take on billions, my friend. That's a pretty fair fight. So anyway, I didn't mean to get off on that, but Republican Jewish Coalition basically put Mr. Trump in. That's the Adelson groups and all of the others affiliated with it. And you know, the Annenberg family is still quite active, from Moses's kids right down to the present. So I did want to have Mike just play that clip that Alex Jones has stated about Venezuela, if we can, at that point, where I've given you the numbers, Mike, and I will tell you where to stop. I will just come back. But I think this tells all how sneaky and how disingenuous people can be in leading us down that path to a one-world system. Go ahead, Mike. Bring them up, if you can. Come on. I want to buy some. I want to sell. I want to give you my book. Just my book. Buy my book. Buy my video. Can we do it? We'll try. If not, here it is.
But okay. I'm reading some of the comments here, and people are like, did you forget we're supposed to be non-interventionist? That's one of the comments here. Another person, 25 years of the so-called liberty movement down the toilet. People are disappointed, and they should be, because, again, what's happening in Venezuela is not creating the migrant crisis on the Mexican-U.S. border. That's absolutely mistruth. What's causing it is what Alex Jones is calling for, and that's historically called for. Go ahead, Jason.
Cut off Soros and the State Department funding. Again, you want to blame the Russians? Our government's the number one funder of this. The Russia's not the problem. I'm saying Russia better get the hell out of it. And the Chi-Coms, it's time to bloody their nose. Maduro is a monster. He's arresting all the political opposition. He's a pig. He's a criminal. They have 1,000 people dying a day down there from starvation. You say, well, that's not our thing to get involved in. I agree. It was overseas. It's on our border. It's a chain reaction on our border. And I'm not going to sit here and like a wimp and play games with this whole thing. Because as I got older, I learned the pieces of this whole puzzle. And they're running their move on us. This is the takedown of the country, folks. And we either act and overthrow the Mexican president or we've got to invade.
All right. There you go. You heard it from the big man, Alex Jones himself. Now, that's very, very clever of him, isn't it, to say, yeah, we got a problem at our doorstep. But the problem is not at our doorstep. The problem is in D.C. The problem is Congress and the White House and the courts using the illegal 14th Amendment to make all of this possible. And ultimately, the problem goes right back to Jerusalem. Who is controlling and leading America in all of these wars, in all of these adventurous activities across the globe, hopscotching the globe, while America at home is being invaded? Well, I'm sorry, folks, but if you want to read about it in Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, you'll see what God said would happen to Israel in the end. And we in this country of America / Israel today. It is happening. It is already overwhelming. And no wall is going to go up. I've told you that. Although some people have suggested that if Trump really wanted to, he could lay down horizontally and he could probably fill half the border himself and just shout with his mouth wide open and say nothing. Okay. But the American public, as Harry Hopkins said in Roosevelt's time, is too damn dumb to understand. And they are. This is judgment time. This is the time, friends of the end. This is the time when you're seeing the end of America. And no wall, no other protection, no politician, no invasion of Mexico, no invasion of Maduro's country, or whoever's country you want to call it, is going to solve it. In fact, it's playing into the hands of those that created the problem here in America. Now, Alex Jones is not that stupid. Alex Jones knows this. He's being very sharp, very coy.
And that's one of the reasons that he didn't want Rick Adams to stay on Republic Radio. And he doesn't like others like me telling the truth, because now, you see, folks, it's all out of the bag.
I promise you, folks, I'm going to save America. You just supply me with money, and you buy my books, and you buy my videos, and we're going to win this fight. And I know we're going to win it, because I can see it, because God told me we're going to win it. You just give me money.
You hear? Folks, that's what it's all about. I'm poor. I don't have money. I subsist and I survive by the hand of God, as many of you do. And I don't want money. I don't want anything to do with it. If God wanted me to have a lot of money and a lot of wealth, you know, you'd see it. You'd hear it. We'd make a media landscape that would be so vast. God's not dealing with that. He's not calling the whole country to repent and understand now, because they're not going to repent. They're not going to change. They have to fulfill Bible prophecy in order to complete and fulfill what God's plan is. Friends, that little tiny regime in the Middle East that's occupying Jerusalem will, in fact, as Ahmadinejad said and others in Iran said years ago, will vanish from the scene. It will be uprooted. I believe it was the composer, the German composer, Richard Wagner, who used that phrase right out of the scriptures, right out of the Bible itself that I read today from Malachi. Root and branch will be pulled out, and there will be no Novocaine. Okay? It will be what they call a root canal. And here they are, the Israeli government, armed to the teeth, the sixth or seventh greatest military in the world, and yet are they going to fight off 120 to 180 pound hailstones, earthquake that will take it apart? No. And that is their fear now. How do we make this little tiny home of Israel an earthquake resistant land? Well, and all they had to do was ask God, and I could help them. Ain't going to happen. They will be consumed and destroyed, just as Jesus Christ said it would happen, and the prophets. And that's why they murdered Zechariah, who also spent like 14 chapters telling them what their fate will be. He was slain between the altar and the temple. From righteous Abel to Zechariah the prophet. Who has the blood on their hand? Was it the Vatican? No. Was it Rome? No. Was it Islam? No. It's that seed line of Cain, the seed line of the devil and his minions. Terry in Texas, come on up. I thought you might be coming up on the line today. Hello there, sir.
Could you pick up on my wavelength, Rick, that I was going to call in?
I don't know. I have this, not sixth, because that's Satan, but I have the seventh sense that you might get a little tingling in your ears when I mentioned a couple of things like Mr. Jones.
I have so much to comment. I don't even know where to begin. Just to pluck it out of thin air, I could go on for hours. I'll try to keep it as brief as possible.
Okay.
Rick, you, again, go back to your use of humor. It's just, I can see it's so profound. I can see it coming a mile away. I'm already chuckling before you get this to the punchline. And the way that you do it so matter-of-factly, you know, you're the one that coined the Tom Brokaw and Ryan Brian Williams and Forrest Trump. Just have me in stitches. But yet, in a way, it's so great, Rick, because it's really, what makes it so profound is the counterweight to the depth of the tragedy of stuff you're talking about.
Well, thank you for that note. Continue and say what you want
then,
to tell us now.
Your program, two kinds of people in this world, you know, of course, there's so many different ways to express it, like those who discipline themselves and those who discipline by others. Another one, best way to express your program, I love how that guy called in and said that they're selling false patriotism. And that's, what are they doing in the media? In a way, it's the same way. That's people in this world. The vast majority of them are those people. They don't want to deal with the truth. They're a mile wide and an inch deep. And what you present, Rick, is something that's an inch deep and a mile wide that you can fall into for those who want to see the truth and experience it.
What do you think of Mr. Jones and his
and then, no, oh, God, like, Glad you mentioned that, too. I barely keep up with him. He's got these videos posted all over the internet about his deposition. Apparently, he's bailing through the site. I guess I've only just barely researched a little bit. He got in a deposition saying it was psychosis that called him to say that Sandy Hook was a hoax or whatever it is. Yeah. And that there's these guys on the internet saying he rolled over because, of course, he never had Helbig on his program. He never mentioned that. And his own lawyers never filed for discovery for the whoever's prosecuted. Never filed discovery for, you know, present all this evidence why you can prosecute me. I mean, the whole thing
is
totally changed.
Stay where you are, my friend. I want to hear more. We'll come back, folks, to the final lap of Rick Adams Uncensored. Don't forget AndrewHitchcock.com online and the Deadly Experiment on YouTube. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, folks, we're back now, and we're almost to the end of the program today, and we have Terry again online. Terry, go ahead. Now we have a couple of minutes to get to the message that you want to convey. Come on up, Terry. We're waiting. Oh, I know there's a big storm down there in Texas. Right at Round Rock, a big storm, and hopefully we're still being heard by many people. If not, that's the reason, folks. That's the reason.
don't know if Mike and I are communicating or Dave. Can any of you hear me? Barbosa? I don't know. Anyhow, okay. All right, somebody can hear me. I know that. This is being recorded, folks. I think if Terry comes up, fine. Oh, I can fill in for Terry if you'd like, Terry.
Hello.
Here he comes. Here's Mike. How are things going? How is the storm? I can hear you, Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, Terry. Hello. Hey, here he is, Terry. Come back up. We don't have much time, Terry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess that's what Dale Helbigon is when his team of lawyers filed for discovery, causing to disappear in the woodwork like a shining clock, cockroach when the light switch comes on.
Right.
One other quick thought about the scriptures, too, Rick. How much time do I got?
You got about 2 minutes here.
Okay, won't take me that long. A friend of mine has been bugging me for the longest time to go hunting with him in Colorado, and I've been so busy. You got one more day to fill out all this paperwork. Looked at it for 2 seconds, didn't get a chance to look at it. If you want to go to Colorado to hunt, they want a qualifying license. They want a social security number. They want all of this piece of information. And I was talking to a mutual friend of ours that you know very well. And I said, you know, I'm just tired of bending the knee and bending the knee and bending the knee. You know, God says there are 7,000, not bend the knee. And then it just dawned on me. And in reality, Rick, when they're asking you to do all this stuff, it's contrary to our God-given right, what's contrary to God's righteousness. What are they asking you to do? You know what they're asking you to do, Rick? They're asking you to bend the knee. And what is bending the knee? It's worship. We're in a system where
surrendering your soul.
We're worshiping in the system. And remember Gideon, God, when he selected Gideon and the 300 men, and they were in the water, and the ones that bent down to drink the water, that bent the knee, didn't get to go into the battle. And the ones who stood up and drank, lapped like dogs, got to go fight the battle.
Amen. Amen to that. Can't argue with logic here. You know, numbers don't mean anything in God's economy, do they?
No.
One of you shall chase a thousand of them. Does that sound familiar?
I know. And whether you know it or not, all of us are forced in the system. What we're doing is idolatry. We're worshiping the system. We're forced into it.
Right. That's the idolatry. You know, it's not just the Easter eggs and all of that, the religious idols. It's what we have made as a people into idols, and we worship everything but Him. You know, we're worshiping materialism, money, and all of these things, gambling and drugs. We're worshiping the system, like you say. We're worshiping everything that Satan can provide and ignoring the Father. And that is idolatry, and that has to be punished, my friend, Terry.
It's
we don't
erasing
have to be a part
of all
of it.
The boundaries. Erasing of all of God's boundaries is what it is, Rick. That's what the Ten Commandments is, isn't it? Erase God's boundaries.
Amen. Thank you, Terry. We're out of time now. Thank you. You got in. And survive the storm. Get on the ark, folks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you all of those who have provided for this service today on the program. And most of all, we thank the Heavenly Father for being here and sharing these truths. God willing, next week we will be back, and may God bless His elect.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.